When we say, through the virtues I collect by giving another perfections, may I become a Buddha for the benefit of all. And Geshe-la verbalizes some of our doubts, and he says, when we say, I will attain enlightenment to liberate all mother living beings from samsara, we say it every day, over and over. Wonderful. But maybe in the back of our mind we're thinking, why do I have to liberate all living beings? If Buddhas have done their job, isn't that Buddha's job? Doesn't, if Buddhas attained enlightenment and there are countless Buddhas, isn't that their job? Isn't it all done already? Like, have Buddhas done their job or not? So Geshe-la says, a question comes, what have they done, Buddhas? I think it's an interesting question. If they haven't liberated all living beings, then how can we? So have they or haven't they? This is the question. So the question is, has Buddha Shakyamuni liberated countless living beings from suffering, from sickness, aging, death, uncontrolled rebirth? Yes, no, Geshe-la says. Well, I think you know what the answer is going to be. Geshe-la says, yes, the answer is yes. Buddha has and is liberating countless living beings from suffering, from the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, death. So then we have a question. Well, how can that be? That sounds a little bit strange, because how can you say Buddha has liberated countless living beings from suffering? Because I don't see anybody, not a single being, who has attained permanent liberation from suffering. Where are they all? All I see is an impure world full of unbearable suffering. So how can you say this? So Geshe-la says, I need to answer you. I need to answer you. You say, we see countless living beings, humans, animals, etc., experiencing suffering. But Geshe-la says, your appearance of countless living beings who are experiencing suffering is incorrect. It's mistaken. It is mistaken appearance. Because you perceive only inherently existent living beings who are experiencing suffering. And there are no inherently existent living beings experiencing suffering anywhere. There are no inherently existent persons or phenomena. Such a living being does not exist. Whatever appears to your mind is mistaken. There are no inherently existent living beings who are experiencing suffering. Therefore, your view saying, I see so many living beings experiencing suffering, you are pointing to objects which in reality do not exist. This is very subtle, Geshe-la says. So when Geshe-la says something is very subtle, it means it's not easy to understand. So I'm saying this more as a blessing. So, and for us to think about when we're receiving all our wonderful Kadampa Dharma instructions, this is very subtle because we understand living beings. But our way of understanding how they exist is mistaken. We perceive inherently existent countless living beings who are experiencing suffering, and such living beings do not exist at all. This is a very subtle subject and is illuminated, for example, through the instructions on the Lam Rim of Sutra Tantra, highest yoga tantra, held within the instructions, for example, in these two practices, Medicine Buddha Sadhana, Medicine Buddha Prayer. So then another question comes. If such living beings who are experiencing suffering do not exist, inherently existent living beings? How do I develop compassion for all living beings? So Geshe-la also answers this question in Mirror of Dharma. But Geshe-la says, Shantideva gave the answer in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. He said, for example, when a magician creates beautiful men and women, even the magician himself can develop attachment, even though the real beautiful woman, for example, does not exist there. He still develops attachment because he sees a beautiful woman or man. Similarly, if the magician emanated suffering living beings, so many living beings experiencing suffering, we develop compassion and he himself develops compassion even though the object does not exist there. Meaning there, meaning separable from the mind appearing it. So there's no contradiction. Even though the object in reality does not exist because there are no inherently existent suffering living beings or inherently existent living beings experiencing suffering, we can still develop compassion for mere living beings. This compassion is real compassion, even though what we see does not exist exactly as we see it. And Geshe-la encourages us to improve our understanding and experience of the real nature of things, emptiness. He says, as long as your understanding of how things really exist, emptiness, is weak, we have many problems with these type of things. And Geshe-la says, for himself, he's encouraging us from his own experience, through improving my understanding of emptiness, I improve my understanding of the ways in which things exist. Mere appearance, mere name, mere imputation. So Geshe-la says, my understanding of the existence of hell realms, my realization of the existence of hell realms is gained through understanding emptiness, because emptiness is the real nature of phenomena. And Geshe-la is encouraging us to understand the real nature of things, not other than emptiness, mere appearance. We need to gain understanding and experience of the union of appearance and emptiness, which has different levels. And Geshe-la says, this kind of Mahayana Buddhist view is very, very precious. When we gain it, we have unbelievable experience. So our conclusion is, yes, Buddha has liberated countless living beings.